Welcome to Maseches Avos, Perek Alf, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 1, Mishnah 2. In the previous Mishnah, we saw that part of the Shalshelas HaMaseir, the chain of transmission from Moshe Rabbeinu, was to the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, the men of the Great Assembly. So this Mishnah now begins with Shimon HaTzadik. Says the Mishnah, Shimon HaTzadik HaMishyorei Knesset HaGedolah. Shimon HaTzadik was from the last members of the Knesset HaGedolah, the men of the Great Assembly. Hu HaYoimer, he used to say, the world stands on three pillars: Ala Torah, on Torah study; Ala Avodah, on service of Hashem, which in the times of the Beis Hamikdash meant service in the Beis Hamikdash, and today it means Tefillah, prayer; and on acts of kindness. I want to point out that we'll have these words, Hu Haya Omer, many times in Pirkei Avos. He used to say, simply put, that just means this was a statement that he often would teach. But many of the Mefarshim point that Hu Haya Omer means that him, his essence, the way he lived his life and conducted himself, said the statement that he used to teach. That means he didn't just preach the preach and teach the teach. He also was able to live a life based on his teachings. Now, I want to point out a very important thing, because this Mishnah is one of the most foundational Mishnayos in all of Yiddishkeit, in all of Judaism. The Maharal and the Vilna Gaon point out that this Mishnah highlights three unique relationships that a person has in their life, and that every experience that we have incorporates one, two, or all three of these relationships. The first relationship, Ala Torah, is a relationship that we have with ourselves. Torah is supposed to make a person better, improve their inner quality, but more importantly, learning Torah and living Torah puts a person in touch with their inner soul, with their neshama, with the chelek elikami mal. So Torah represents the relationship with ourselves. Avodah, tefillah nowadays, prayer, that's the relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gemilas Chasadim, acts of kindness, is the relationship that we have with others. Sometimes we have experiences which only have one relationship, but sometimes the experiences incorporate all three. So for example, if a person is davening, he's praying for a friend of his who's in need. So A, that has the component of between him and Hashem. It also has Ben Amnul Chaver, because he's praying for someone else. And if he was able to find it within himself to really feel for the other person as much as himself, so to empathize with them, then could be he also hit the aspect of Ben Amnul Atzmi between him and himself. And there are probably dozens, if not hundreds, of examples of these three different relationships and the way that they manifest themselves. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, each one excelled at a different one of these relationships. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, the three cardinal sins, murder, adultery, and idol worship. Each one of those is the worst sin, the cardinal sin in that relationship. So it's important to know and understand that this was a very fundamental thing. The Mefarshim here point out that because he was part of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, who said, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, three things, that a person has to be meticulous in judgment, have many students, and create a fence to safeguard the Torah, he took those three things and he put and showed where they came from. So he says, Torah, which is the essence of one of the three pillars, that was connected hamidu tamidim harbe, to have many students. So the Torah is disseminated in a larger fashion. Avoda, service, which he says is fulfillment of the mitzvahs, is asu siyag la-Torah, to make a fence around the Torah, which we saw in the previous Mishnah. And Gemilas Chasadim is having Mesuna Bedim, being meticulous in judgment, to make sure that everybody is getting fair treatment. So he took the actual statement that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah used to say, and he broadened it and showed us where the source of that was. That was Shimon HaTzadik, who lived from the Shnei Knesset HaGedolah. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.